So we've talked quite a bit about what meditation is and why to practice it. Now, when to practice it? Well, most people try to do a little bit, if not every day, at least a couple times a week, sitting by themselves, meditating for perhaps a half hour. And then, in addition to that, if you can occasionally do longer retreats, for example, a one-day retreat, a weekend retreat, maybe even a whole week of intensive practice, that's very good. The combination of a little bit of practice on a day-to-day basis plus a few intensive retreats a year will allow you to gain the classical results. And now, how to practice? What are the tangible steps? Well, there are, of course, many, many ways to develop the basic meditative skills. But here are some things to keep in mind whenever you do seated meditation. You want to sit in a posture that is comfortable, but also upright. And tell people that you're going to have a little time on your own. Turn off the ringer on the telephone. Get your whole environment comfortably set up so that you can fully focus on the meditative process. If you feel like lying down, see if you can resist that urge, because there's a danger in lying down of falling asleep. If you sit on the floor, put a cushion under you that just props up your rump so that you're able to have your back straight. If you can't get your knees to touch the ground, then you can put some cushions underneath them to prop them up. If you're sitting in a chair, try not to slouch back in the chair. But once again, just have the lowermost part of your body against the back of the chair, and the shoulders and the spine away from the back of the chair, which will help you remain alert. With time, you'll get used to that posture. Once you have the posture with the back straight, then let your whole body just settle into that posture.